We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. We are starting 16 lines from the top of Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. The first word on the line is Bacheref. And we're starting the second word on that line, 15 lines from the top. It says in the Pasuk, Vayhi Be'esahi, V'yiravam Yotza Me'Yerushalayim, V'yimtza Yisrael Achiyas Yuloini Hanavi B'darech, V'miskase B'salma Chadasha. It says, Yeravam went out, this was after he was married with Malchus a little bit with Shlomo HaMelech, and he went out of Yerushalayim to do his business, and he met Achiyah Shiloini. And here Achiyah Shiloini is going to be an idea of him, let him know that he's going to be a melech, and he's going to be a melech over 10 shvatim. And the Malchus of Beis Dov is going to split, and Malchus Beis Dov is only going to be on 2 shvatim, he's going to be on 10 shvatim. So it says in the Pasuk that, he Rav Yitzchak Shiloim, and Achiyah Shiloini met him, who was cast with Samach Hadasha. We're going to dash in this Pasuk. Tana, Mishim Rav Yasi, Ace he, Mizumenes, Lepronius. First of all, Loshim Ba'isahi. What is Ba'isahi? It says Ba'isahi always means at that time, and that time was a time that was destined to be for Peronius. It was Mizumanis Lepronius. That's Loshim Ba'isahi. When I show a few other times, just Ba'is or Ba'isahi, it means it, there was a time that Mizumanis Lepronius. And here the Peronius was that Malchus Beis David was split, and that was Peronius. Usually it should have been. Really should have been, which was going to be again in Mashiach's days, that Malchus and David ruled Gan's Klal Yisrael. This was a tzara, a peronius, that the Malchus was split. Another similar idea, where you darshan the word be'es. The pasuk says, be'es pikudosam yaveidu. And this is talking about the Golus, the Churv Meis HaMikdash. It says, be'es pikudosam yaveidu, at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu visits you, you will be lost. Tanam Shemar Yesi, es mizmanas apronis. That's a time that mizmanas apronis, the time of the Churban. And it says in the Bama pasuk, be'es rotin in isicha, at the time of favor, Hashem will answer you. Tanam Shemar Yesi, es mizmanas apronis. There are certain times which are predestined for good. The pasuk says, this is a pasuk after the egel. And whenever I bring tzaras to Klal Yisrael, I'm also going to bring a little tzaras for the chet of egel. So same thing it says of Loshen uvayoyim, and we darshin in Tanum from Rabbi Yosi Eisim as Menas Lepronios. That one says Biyoyim Pakti, it means when there's a time when it's Mezuman Lepronios. Till now we're talking about the word Be'esahi. Here we're saying in the day, which is Rashi says is the 10th of Av. Biyoyim Pakti Rashi's Tisha B'Av. So Bechol Shana Ma'osim Em Shana Shalom Du Midbar. That day was when the Meitzei Midbar used to die that day on day of Tisha B'Av, and that day is Mezumanas Lepronios, the day of Tisha B'Av. Biyoyim Pakti means the day of Tisha B'Av. It says also similar in the Torah that after Mechiras Yosef, it says Ve'i Be'isahi Ve'yered Yehuda Me'es Achav. Yehuda went down Me'es Achav. Tanam Shem Yosi Es again Be'isahi means Es Mezumenes Lepronius. It's a time that was predestined for Peronius. And what was the Peronius there? He lost both his children Yehuda, and Tamar was almost burnt, almost went L'Sreifa. So it was a time of Peronius. It says that after Shlomo HaMelech died, so Rechavam went to Shechem in order that in Shechem, the Gan's Klal Yisrael will be Mamlechim and make him the king. And the thing was, that's a whole Arichas in the Psukim, that Rechavam, the people asked Rechavam, can you give us a break on the taxes? So Rechavam said, let me think about it for 3 days. And Rechavam went to ask the Zakenim, and the Zakenim said, you should listen to them. It's worth it. If you give them, throw them a bone now, you're nice to them now, they will become your nation and they'll stick up for you. But if you don't do that, then they might go against you. That's what the Zakenim said. And he went to the younger advisors. They said, nah, you're crazy. You're showing that you're weak. They ask for a tax break. Give them more taxes. Even be stronger than your father. Show them who the king is. That's what the Yeladim said, the younger advisors. And he listened to the younger advisors, not to the elders. He should listen to the elders. And because of that, he came back and he said, no, I'm not going to give you a tax break. And Klal Yisrael was furious. And therefore, most of Klal Yisrael did not coronate Rechavam, and they broke off. This all happened in Shechem. They broke off and landed up making Yeravam the king. And that's how the whole Nevuah of Achiyah Shleini came to be from that story. So it says in the Pasuk, V'yad Rechavam in Shechem, K'Shechem ba Klal Yisrael HaMagayisah. In Shechem, Gan's Klal Yisrael came to Mamlechim. Tanam Shem Rabbi Yosi, Mokkah in Mezumah Pranius. Tonight we're talking about a time that Mezumah Pranius. Now we're talking about a place. Shechem is a place that's Muzuman Lepronius, is predestined Lepronius. But Shechem Inu as Dina, and Shechem was a story with Dina where Shechem and Ben Chamar was Ma'ana He violated Dina. B'Shchem Bachru Echav Es Yosef. In Shchem was a story of Mechiras Yosef happened in Shchem. It says that they went, Yaakov Avinu told Yosef to go check out his brothers in Shchem. B'Shchem Nechko Malchus Beis David. In Shchem, like we just learned, was a story where Beis David, the Malchus Beis David was split in half, split more than half, and 10 Shvatim went, got a new king, the Melech Yisrael. So it says in the Pasuk, going back to the Pasuk before, V'yiravam yotzom Yerushalayim, and he met Achia Shalayini, and it says in the Pasuk, V'yimtza oysa Achia Shalayini, no, v'derach humuskask, v'sama chadasha, v'shneim levadim v'sada. So what's V'yiravam yotzom Yerushalayim? The Mar makes a drasha, Amar Achia V'apapa, sh'yotzom episka shal Yerushalayim. What does that mean? He left from the role, the ksav of Yerushalayim. Rashi says, Rashi Lohoshin is, Kolei mecheskas Yerushalayim akosu v'chosimba. There was certain like the people there, population roles, paper census, and he left from that. He made himself not a citizen of Yerushalayim anymore, and therefore he wasn't going to gain from the glory of Yerushalayim anymore. It's a little cryptic this Gemara. Ayin ben Yehuda has a few pshat. One of the pshat tomorrow that he could have became one of the Sanhedrin, which is in Yerushalayim, and he left, and he left that opportunity to become one of the Sanhedrin. It says in the pasuk, "Vayimtza achia oisa achia shaloini hanavi bederech v'himiskasa v'salma chadasha shnei levadim v'sada." It says he met achia shaloini. He was wearing a salma chadasha. It's actually a machlekes. I think in the medrash, who was wearing the salma chadasha? Was it achia shaloini or was it? Or was it Yeravam? But someone was wearing a new cloak, and they're both themselves in the Sada. What does it mean, B'Salma Chadasha, wearing a new cloak? The Pasuk says what happened was that they cut up this Salma Chadasha into 12 pieces, and Achia Shalom gave 10 to Yeravam, saying, Simon, you're going to be a king over 10 Shvatim. But the Gemara dashes differently. What's my B'Salma Chadasha? Rav Nachman Kis Salma Chadasha. It's a mashal to Yeravam's Torah. Ma samachadash emoshadayif, just like a new cloak, is perfect without any defect. After Rosh Yeravim lehaya ba shumdayif, there was no defect in his Torah. He knew everything. His Torah knowledge was unbelievable. Like Rashi says, no gimgum in the Gemara. He didn't stutter. Everything he knew klar. He was a used talmud chacham. That means samachadash. Davach, another pshat samachadash. Samachadash shechitchu dvarim shomayz meilim. He was mechadish things. Yeravim and Achia were both big to me, the Chum, they were mechadish things that they didn't hear. Misina, I was never heard before. I was never heard this Torah. Mayu shneim levadim v'sada. They're both alone in the field. What does that mean? Amar Rav Dama Rav shekot mi chamim dayim lefneim kisvi asada. Everyone else, all the Chum compared to them, were like grass. Like the Marsha says that they were like arzei lavanon. They were like cedar trees. They were huge Tamid Chum, and everyone to them looked like grass. Everyone, so they will avad the masada. There are only two in the south. If you look at a field with two cedar trees, all you see is the two trees. You don't see the grass. And the rest of the Tamil Chavim will compare to them like grass. Other say pshat is that all the taime, the soida satira, were open to them, just like an open field. So the Gemara Vayit, it says in the Pasuk that this is Musar to the Asaras HaShvatim for going after your Ravim ben Avot. L'chein titni shiluchim al mireshes gas batei achziv la'achzov l'malka Yisrael. Because, so Amachia Papal explained the Pasuk, Yotzeh Baskav Amalehem, Mish harag es haplishti, which is David HaMelech, who killed Goliath, v'hirishes from Gas, and gave you the city of Gas, which is in Father Plishtin. Titenu shluchim levanov, you're not gonna send him away for your children. You're not gonna let him be your king for your children. Which means the house of Sheker, which is the Aseret Shvatim, who betrayed David and went after Yeravam, will fall into the hands of other people who are Bali Sheker, which is the Goyish people, like Rashi says, a pasuk he brings that it means that they fell into the hands of Shatei Kozov. People who say lies because it was an oinish, because they went after Yeravam, they landed up falling into Golis, into the Goyim's hands. I'm going to see this has Shaykh Yeravam in a second. We'll see. Anyone who eats something who has hana in this world, without a bracha means eating or smelling something without a bracha. Kilu goyzel karish baruchu, or knas shol. Kilu he steals from a karish baruchu and knas shol. And the reason is because when you make a bracha And Kadosh Baruch has nachas ruach, and therefore he gives us good shefa. So when you don't make a bracha, you're taking away shefa from Klal Yisrael. Taking away a bracha from Klal Yisrael. How do we know? Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Gozel, Ovima, Iva, Ima, and Pesha. He says, it's not living with steal from your father and mother. Chavar hu le'ish mashchis. He's a friend to the ish mashchis. Who is that? Gemara explains. First of all, in Ovavela Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shenema says the Pasuk, Aloy hu avicha kanecha. He's the father who created you. Ve'ein, Ima, El, Knesset Yisrael, like it says in the Pasuk, Shenema, Shvab Nimusha, Avichva, Titash, Toira, Simecha. See, Amecha, Mecha means the Knesset Yisrael. And my chavar hu le'ish mashchis. What does it mean, a friend to ish mashchis? Chavar hu le'irav ben avot, who Shehiskis Yisrael, Avim Shemaim. He destroyed Klai Yisrael to the father Shemaim. Here also, if you don't do a bracha, you're destroying Klai Yisrael. You're taking away bracha from Klai Yisrael, and therefore you're similar to Rav Ben Avot, who broke the bris bein us to Avim Shemaim. The pasuk says, "Vayadach Yeravam es Yisrael ma'achri Hashem echdicha d'agdela." Yeravam led the Klai Yisrael astray, away from Hashem, and he made them do a big chait. It's like two sticks that hit each other. One stick hits the other stick and sends it flying. That's what this is like. He hit one stick and sent the other stick flying. And the Mashal says the two sticks refer to the two agalim, one in base ale and one in dun. And that's what it was. Yeravam led Klai Yisrael astray by making these golden calves. It says in the pasuk with these zahav, and this is the pasuk at the beginning of Devarim, and it's referring to the Egel Hazav that the Yidden did in the Midbar. Amri Beryanai. Moshe is trying to stick off a Klai Yisrael. Rabban Yisraelam. B'shil Kesev Zosh Shabbatlam Yisrael Atch Yom Radai. But all this happened because he gave him too much gold and silver until he said enough. That's when Dizav, like Dizav. Because of that, Garam Lahem, Lastam Hezav. Because of that, they made a god of Zav. Moshe, the Enari Doris Noyem, a lion does not roar from having a basket of straw. El mitach kupush abasa. Give it basa, then it feels very strong and starts screaming and starts roaring. Mashenkein, if it only has straw, it's nothing. Here, Klai Yisrael, he gave them all this, and my yase adam shal yechta, he gave them all that money. Omer Oishaya, ad yirav Moishol yonkim egel echad. Tuli Ravim came, Klai Yisrael had the misfortune of being yonik for one eagle, which means they were getting tzaros because of one eagle. Mekam ve'elik mashtayim says v'agam. Now it was really two and a third one. The two from Yeravam and Avot, and the third, which was the original one, there's a three agolim that we are being yonik from, and we're getting tzaros from that. Omer v'yitzchokin kol pranis v'aloylam. There's no pranis in this world that doesn't happen. She'im ba'echad me'esrim v'arba be'hechra v'litra she'eg harishon. It doesn't have a little chelik of a punishment for egel harishon. 1 in 24 of a hechra v'litra. Rashi is lav dafka. This means is when he used to use a scale, they always put a little overbalance of it in order that it should, 1/24th of a litra, in order that it should be even, whatever they did that for. And he's saying that's what it is. And Vamaisa, Rasha is lav dafka that shir. But like upon him, every time this pranius is something from the Egel HaRishon. Shnei Amos in the Pasuk, Uvayoyim Pakti, Uvakat Lein Chadosam. Any day that I do a oinish, it's that chatas is included. Omram Chanina. After 24 Dairis, this was not a gay anymore, which the 24 Dairis ended, Bashas Khorbim by its region. Shnam of Yikra Bosne Kail Godal Lamar, Karva Pukudasir, it came close, the accounts of the city of Ish Klimashkas Vyodai, and the destruction. And from this destruction, there was, after that, we got kapara ready for the Egel Hazav. And Rashi goes and explains what the 24 Dairis are. If you look at Rashi goes through the 24 Dairis. From Nachshon. It says, May Nachshon, you had the eagle, so you count like this. There's Nachshon, there's Salmon, Boyaz, Oyved, Yishai, that's already 5, David, Shloima, Rechavam, Avia, Asa, then you had Yishofat, Yoram, Achazia, Yoyosh, Amatzia, Uzio, Yoisom, Ochoz, Chizkiyo, Manasseh, that's already 20. Then you had Amon, Yoshia, and then Yoyachas and Yoyakim, Yoshio's kids were both were the same dar, they were milk raft each other. So that's already 23. And then Yoyachin was the last king before Tzidkiyo, but Yoyachin was a king very short. Tzidkiyo also the same dar. And there you have your 24 dairis that were after 24 dairis was Chor Rabbis, and there was no more payback for the eagle. So according to Van Yama, today already we are finished with the eagle. The pasuk says, "Acha adova zelo shavi ravam medarkei ra." After a certain thing, your ravam did not do tshuva. What? Which thing we're talking about? Acha adova zelo. Which thing? My achar. Omar Rabbi Abba, achas tovas kosh baruch hu li ravam mevigdoi. Kosh baruch kav yochel grabbed ravam by his beged, and he said, "Only chazav bacha do tshuva." Vani va'ato ben yishai tava gedinim, and me, you, and Dovra Melech were walking Gan Eden together. Amalei, mi b'roish, who'll be first? Ben Yishai b'roish. So Hashem said, no, Ben Yishai will be first. So he said, if so, Yachi lo b'ina, I don't want to do it. He wanted to be first. And it's a pella, this Gemara, he gave up his whole Eilam HaBal because he wanted to be first. But the Mepharshim say that it has to do with tshuva, that Dovra Melech did tshuva in Ba'at Sheva, but this would have been a much bigger tshuva, and he held his tshuva was bigger, and therefore he should be in front. I in the Mepharshim Gemara. Rav Avoh used to give shiurim on the three malachim of this Mishnah. The three malachim that it says in our Mishnah that we did not get Olam Haba. It's Yeravam, Achav, and Menashe. And he used to darshan about them. So Cholash, he got sick. And he felt he got sick, maybe because he was darshaning about these kings who did not get Olam Haba. Maybe it was they had a tain on him, and therefore he got sick. So it says that he was mekabel that he's not gonna do this anymore. He was mekabel that he's not gonna darshan anymore. So now kivon the isbech, once he got better, he got cured. Hadukah darsh, he went back with tapa mabez now kufbezim mabez. So he was isbech, he recovered and he got better. Hadukah darsh. He went back to giving his shiurim on the three malachim, even though he got sick. So Amri, they said to him, look, about Allah lo Joshua, didn't he say you're not going to do this anymore? So he answered, "Inu mihadibu na hadibu, did they do tshuva? So I should do tshuva?" Which means he said that Lamaisa, they didn't do tshuva, I'm not going to do tshuva either. The shaila is, what happened to he gave his word, it's like a shikol neder. So someone in Farshim I saw in the Masifta Gemara, brought down from someone in Farshim that say that it wasn't really a neder, it was just a hugger taiva. Others say that it was matin the neder, he lied matin the var mitzvah. You know, he said, "Barabim, Ayin Shom." You have to know how he got out of his nether. Rav Ashi Uka Ashloisha Malachim. Rav Ashi was learning the Mishnah and he stopped right before Shloisha Malachim. And he said to his Talmidim, "Lamachar Niftach Mechavrin. Tomorrow we'll start with our friends. You know, these our colleagues, our friends. These other Malachim, they're Talmidim like us. We'll start with them." He thought that was pretty bakavadik. Lamaisa, also Menashe Eschaz Bechama. Menashe came to Rav Ashi in a cholim and he said, "You call me a friend? Chavra, Chavri, Davukar, referring to us like I'm your colleague and your colleague of your father. That's not, I'm much bigger than you. I could be your maid, your Rebbe." Meicha boy, so he asked him a shayla. Menashe asked Rashi shayla. Meicha boy is Mishmi Moitzi. When you break from Moitzi, when you break the chala, where do you break it? On Malay, Rashi, lo yadan, I don't know. And Mashal explains that he knew that he's supposed to break the chala from the best part. Maybe it's Yad Ramah says this. That the Yad Ramah says he knew he was supposed to break the chala from the best part, but he didn't know where. So he said, he didn't know. Amalei. So Menashe said, "Mehecha the boys lemishvi amoitz legemarta." You didn't know where to cut the chalaf amoitzi. V'chaver karsli, call me a friend. Amalei. Agmali, to teach me. And lemakos yin lemishvakam v'perka. And tomorrow I'll say it over in the shir in your name. Amalei. Mehecha the karam v'shula. From the place that's baked the best into a crust. Like Rashi explains, it's, the middle is soft. Don't give them. They give them the outside, which is fully cooked and nice and crispy. That's where you break the chalaf. Amalei, ma'achad chivisu kulehai. Since you're so big time chacham, my time can pop up to become. Why do you run up to Avodah Zarah then? You're smart. Why do you run up to Avodah Zarah? Amalei, Menashe told Rashi, you have us awesome. If you would have been there when I was live, when we had this Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, having a kinta ka'aktina v'shepule glima, you would have picked up the bottom of your cloak or a hat of Avodah Zarah. You would have picked up your frack and ran after that Avodah Zarah like nothing doing. Lamacha, so he makabel the Musa, Rav Ashi makabel the Musa. Lamacha amal Rabbanon, niftach b'Ravos. He said, we're going to start with the Rabbeim. He called these Malachim, these kings, the Rabbeim, because we can't understand their level and we can't understand their desires and their nesyonis. And they were our Rabbeim. We can't say, oh, we will never do Avodah Zarah. We don't even know what it is. And therefore, he said, niftach b'Ravos.